future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. And I cannot kick the show off today without mentioning what an amazing event Blockchain Live was. I want to say a big thank you to the Block One team. And of course, what a privilege it was to be in the Block One Village alongside Galaxy Digital, alongside EOS Global, FinLab AG, Tomorrow BC, and of course, us here at SVK Crypto having a booth there, being one of the venture partners. It was an amazing vibe, and it was a very special event. The whole EOS community, well, a mass representation of the EOS community were there. You had a lot of different block producers from a lot of different countries, so it was great to see all the t-shirts that they have created. I want to give a big shout out to EOS Nairobi, EOS Canada. I was super impressed with their t-shirts. They had some cool designs going on. In the Block One Village, we also had, you know, a mass amount of projects that they're currently building out on the EOSIO protocol. EVA, for example, a decentralized ride-sharing platform. So in essence, a decentralized type Uber. I think a decentralized Uber in essence should be called Duber. I think that has to be done, but I'm sure there's some copyright issues there. And I'm sure if you set up a decentralized Uber called Duber, pretty quickly Uber would, a lawsuit would be put your way. But anyway, that's beside the point. We also had Paolo, who's the CTO of Bitfinex, showcasing EOS Finex, which is the decentralized exchange trading all EOS dApps. Super exciting stuff. And we had a few other guys there, so we'll be getting them on the show in later days. But it was an amazing event. It was a great vibe. It was a great thing to be part of. It was something very special. And the event space itself was amazing. It was it was like an aircraft hangar, but it had glass, a glass roof, and it was very sunny. So you had like mass amounts of light coming in as well. We had a great speech of Dan Larimer and Joseph Lubin. They shared a panel. So there's lots of great content to be taken from there. Lots of great things were said. And that's something we're going to be bringing to you in the next couple of days. But it was an amazing event. I want to say thank you to everyone that came up to us at the SVK booth. It was great to see our community there. It was great to see the London community represented, the EOS community represented, but the overall community. We're all part of the same tribe. We're all part of the same community. So it was great to have everyone down there. So we thank everyone that came up to us. We thank everyone for coming down for the event. We had a great time. And what we should have done, and this was our mistake, is that we didn't organize an after party. So everyone kept commenting, hey, where's the party? Where's the party after this? Sadly, there wasn't. So next time Blockchain Live comes, we'll have to think about organizing something for everyone that came down. I'm not sure. We have a year to prepare, so we have to make it big. We have to make it great. Feel free to share any ideas with us in our Telegram, which is SVK Crowd. All right. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show. So the market cap for the crypto space is currently $216 billion. Bitcoin's dominance is currently 51.9% of that. Bitcoin itself is currently trading at $6,508, down 0.5% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum currently trading at $217, down 1%. We have Ripple currently trading at 52 cents, that's down 4%. Bitcoin Cash, $556, up 9.5%. EOS currently trading at $5.56, down 0.5%. And we also have Litecoin at $62, which is up 6%. I want to give a big shout out to Electronium. Wow, I haven't heard of Electronium and the guys there for a while, which is currently trading at 1.5 cents, and that's up 25% in the last 24 hours. It's interesting, Electronium. I remember when they had their ICO, they were a London-based project, and they marketed themselves as the next Bitcoin and the next Ethereum. That's how they try to describe themselves, which is interesting. But anyway, listen, enough of that. Let's get down to business. Let's find out what's going on in the market. Let's find out what people are talking about. Let's find out what's moving the market. And most importantly, what the current situation is. So first up, we have AT&T launches blockchain solutions targeting supply chain and healthcare. So the world's largest telecoms firm, AT&T, has become the latest major corporation to launch a suite of blockchain services targeting diverse industries. AT&T said in a news release Wednesday that the solutions, which are largely focused on supply chain processes, can help businesses automate and digitize processes by using blockchain technology. Citing use cases across industries, including manufacturing, retail, and healthcare, the conglomerate said its clients, this is what they said, this is a quote, will have better resources to track and manage information across multiple parties using the highly secure permissioned blockchain platform. Which is interesting. It's good to see that people, I was always fascinated by, it was like Bitcoin's bad, blockchain good. But I think it's a really great way for companies to kind of come out and say blockchain is something they're working with. And I think it's encouraged, you have big names out there like AT&T, and it's encouraged others to use that as well and to look and to learn about this disruptive technology that is called blockchain. And it's interesting because I think there's obviously a competitive kind of angle here as well, that if you have your big competitor using and utilizing a single piece of technology, you want to know what's going on. You want to know everything about it. So I think there's a great educational wave happening within corporations about the technology that is blockchain. So let's find out a little bit more about this. So the blockchain as a service platform has been designed to slot in with other notable blockchain platforms too, including IBM Blockchain and Microsoft Azure. And AT&T's Internet of Things tools can also be tied in to enable automation and monitoring capabilities. The release touts the strengths of the new platform in tracking the provenance and movement of goods for manufacturers, and allowing healthcare providers to share patent information and data while maintaining privacy and helping retailers manage stock and track deliveries. Saying the nascent tech is transforming the way many companies conduct business. Andy Dondelin, who is Vice President of Alliance's Business Development, AT&T Business, commented in the release, blockchain improves security and enables better management for transactions through complex processes. Utilizing our global network and IoT capabilities, AT&T enhances blockchain by providing edge-to-edge solutions that automate the tracking and even monitor the environmental conditions throughout the process. AT&T's launch of a blockchain platform doesn't come as much of a surprise. The company has been working in the space for a while, having been awarded a patent for a type of home subscriber server backed by blockchain tech in June of 2017. So the telco has also been examining blockchain's potential in in-car cryptocurrency payments, as revealed in a patent filing in April of last year. Further, in the last year, a number of major firms have seen fit to launch their own blockchain as a service platform, likely staking their place in what is seen as the next big industry. Software giant SAP launched its platform earlier this year, as did Oracle, JD.com, Huawei. IBM launched its blockchain platform in 2017, while Microsoft was ahead of the pack, starting their own modules in early 2015. God, we're in such an exciting space. We really are. And we're at the forefront of it. You, the listener, being part of it, listening to a podcast show this early on in the space, even if you own cryptocurrency, you're way ahead of the majority of people out there. And it's interesting because a lot of people, if you walk out on the streets today, we're in Shoreditch, East London. If I was to walk out on the street right now, I guarantee you 90% of people I talk to would have never, or 95% of people I talk to wouldn't have heard of Bitcoin. And it's interesting because we see the future being decentralized in various different elements out there. So it's interesting that we're at the forefront of this and how early we really are. And I think that's showcased every time you speak to someone who thinks you're absolutely insane that big corporations would use this, let's say 2 years ago when you spoke to them. And now it's publicly coming out and filings, patents, that this is something they're going to be doubling down on. This is their focus. They're looking to utilize this technology. And this is just the start. So I wanted to cover something next that came across my radar. I thought it was definitely of value to the applications that blockchain can bring and the positive effects it can bring as well in real life use cases. So let's jump in. So US dairy farmers to trial blockchain in bid to track milk products. So dairy farmers in the US may soon be tracking milk using a blockchain platform. The Dairy Farmers of America, the DFA, a farmer-owned cooperative of more than 14,500 members, announced Tuesday that it said it would work to increase supply chain transparency by tracking food products with utilizing blockchain platform operated by food tech startup Ripe.io. So the organization hopes to increase customers' trust in its products by ensuring and consumers can basically trace goods back to their point of origin. So the DFA explained it would trial the technology and doesn't have a specific application or product in mind, said David Dahl, Vice President of Sustainability and Member Services. In a statement, he said the following: consumers today want to know where their food comes from. And blockchain technology like Rhipe.io gives consumers real-time data, which can really help increase trust and confidence about food production from start to finish. He added, we know that there's a lot of application for blockchain technology within agriculture, and this is something we're working to push forward. And ultimately, we want to help our dairy farmers be on the forefront for now. Our goal is to evaluate the technology and explore how it might benefit our supply chain. So the news comes out just a day after Walmart and Sam's Club announced they would force suppliers of leafy green produce to store their products' provenance on a blockchain platform developed in part by IBM, which is amazing to see. So announced to response of e-coll scare, Walmart intends to create an end-to-end traceability. This would both allow the company to trace in potential disease outbreak back to their source more efficiently that can be done at present. So as well as helping consumers basically establish whether they're at risk or not, and being able to take that one farm out of the equation as well. So being able to track that back effectively and extremely quickly. So unlike the DFA, Walmart intends to have all suppliers run the platform in mainstream production by the end of September 2019. Oh, that's amazing. That's great to see. It'll be interesting what other supermarkets will adopt that as well, and seeing what the response is going to be from the public, because I think transparency is key, and being able to put this information on a ledger which is unhackable is even better. And with that in mind, let's wrap things up for today's show. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. As always, you, the listener, without you, this is not possible. So I want to thank you, and keep spreading the good word, and keep doing what you do and listening and subscribing to the show. We really, really appreciate it. And of course, if you enjoyed today's show, please feel free to leave a nice comment. Remember, as always, to hit us up on our socials, Telegram, SVK Crowd. If you type that in, I guarantee you'll find us. Feel free to hit myself up, Charles Story. My Telegram is at Charles, and the best way to do that is on our group chat. I check that every 30 seconds, so I cannot miss it. So feel free to get posting. Also, check us out on Twitter at SVK_crypto. We've got lots of cool pictures from Blockchain Live going up. Got lots of cool pictures from the hackathon. We've got lots of cool pictures from our event. We've got loads of cool pictures. So check that out. And if you enjoy that, feel free to retweet and like that as well. And if you're really a hustler, if you're really on your game and you want to get in contact with myself, you know what? I'm going to give you my personal email address. CStory, CSTORY. At svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention, as always. Woohoo!
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.